What if my parents are divorcing? What you can do. Discuss your concerns. Let your parents know how sad or confused you are. Maybe they will be able to explain what is happening and thus lessen your anxiety. If your parents are unable to give you the support you need, you may be able to confide in a mature friend. Above all, you can find a listening ear with your Heavenly Father, the hearer of prayer. Psalm 65:2. Pour out your heart to Him, because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. What not to do? Don't hold a grudge. My parents were selfish, says Daniel, whose parents split up when he was 7. They didn't really think about us and how what they did would affect us. What harm could come to Daniel if he refused to let go of his anger and resentment? Clue: Proverbs 29:22 reads, "A man given to anger stirs up contention, and anyone disposed to rage has many a transgression." Why might it be good for Daniel to try to forgive his parents for the hurt they have caused him? Clue: Ephesians 4:31 and 32 reads, "Let all malicious bitterness and anger and wrath and screaming and abusive speech be taken away from you along with all badness. But become kind to one another, tenderly compassionate, freely forgiving one another just as God also by Christ freely forgave you." Avoid self-destructive behavior. "I was unhappy and depressed after my parents' divorce," recalls Denny. "I started having problems in school and failed one year. After that, I became the class clown and got into a lot of fights." What do you think was Denny trying to accomplish by becoming the class clown or getting into fights? How might the principle at Galatians 6:7 help people like Denny avoid self-destructive behavior? Emotional injuries take time to heal. As your life regains some semblance of regularity, however, you will begin to feel normal again.